ATP-50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no government 4473 forms to fill out. Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's KTORDNANCE.com. KTORDNANCE.com. Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills, especially at times like these. Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit KTOrdnance.com today.
Ah! Ah! Johnson, help me, sir.
Stand down.
Oh, thank you, sir. I think you saved my life.
Evidence, Johnson. Even raccoons respect the authority of a man with good nutrition. That's me. Now, what's going on here?
Well, he started it, sir. I was trying to clean his fish, and he tried to take it from me.
Yeah, well, you must have looked a little wimpy.
Sir, I'm hungry.
Johnson, if you'd have brought your own supply of freeze-dried food from the freeze-dry guy, like I told you, you wouldn't have to be out here picking on the cute little animals.
Oh, I'd give anything for a big chunk of protein right now.
Johnson, don't salivate. It's unbecoming a Marine.
I'm sorry, sir. I should have called the freeze-dry guy.
Bugs, you don't know, Johnson. You're suffering your MREs, and I'm enjoying chicken a la king and lasagna and bacon and eggs for breakfast.
Sir, shut up.
Johnson?
Sorry, sir.
Get your own supply of the best long-term storage food available. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com.
This is Alberta Jones, and I'm on the MicroEffect. My guest tonight is Mr. Phil J. Berg of ObamaCrimes.com. Can you introduce yourself, Mr. Berg?
Sure can. Pleasure to be on the show with you tonight. My name is Philip J. Berg. I'm a former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania. Believe it or not, I'm a lifelong Democrat, which shocks a lot of people because they keep saying that the look into the Obama's birth certificate is done by right-wing people. Well, I'm not right-wing. Lifelong Democrat, 31 years as a Democratic committee person, chairman of the Democratic Party in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, a member of the Democratic State Committee for 8 years, a candidate in the Democratic primary for governor in the United States Senate. And in addition to that, then they throw out that I'm a racist. I happen to be white, but I'm also a life. I'm a paid-up life member of the NAACP. I got involved in this case over a year ago when someone called me, Linda called me, who I'd worked with over the years, and she said, "Did you hear that Obama is not natural born?" I said, "Well, I've heard some things about that." She says, "No, and Phil, you're the only attorney in the country with brass you-know-what that would sue Obama." I said, "Well, let me check it out." I checked it out for a few days and said, "Well, we're going to go with it." We researched it. We filed the first lawsuit August 21st, 2008, before the Democratic National Convention, and we actually served, not formally, but informally served Obama and the Democratic National Convention because they have different roles, as far as I'm concerned. I think that Howard Dean, the former head of the Democratic National Committee, should have called Obama in and said, "What's the story? Are you natural born or not? If you're not, we're not nominating you next week, no matter what you've planned here with a big outdoor stadium, etc." But they didn't do that, and Obama was nominated. And when they filed a response to my lawsuit, they filed a joint response asking for motion to dismiss. To me, that's collusion. I mean, whereas Obama really wanted to be president, and the Democratic Party wanted someone, but they have a duty to put forth someone who's constitutionally qualified. Now, for your listeners out there, am I jumping the gun or can I keep going on?
You can keep going.
Okay.
Once you get done talking, Maine, I have a few questions for you, but I'd really just like you to tell your story and where your cases stand. I hear that you're going to have an oral argument on October the 26th. Is that right?
Sure. Let me move on this. So we filed that lawsuit. Everything can be found under, as Alberta said on our website, obamacrimes.com. That's obamacrimes.com. The case which the first case was dismissed based on the fact that I didn't have standing. And what they basically stated is that I don't have standing. Alberta, you don't have standing. None of your listeners have standing. And perhaps in the future can come up with something. Who would have standing to sue under the Constitution, which is really absurd because the 10th Amendment deals with we the people. So that's just my feeling on that, and hopefully we'll have some results in October. Now, that's the case I bypassed the Third Circuit, and I went up to the U.S. Supreme Court trying to get several injunctions. I knew they were a long shot for the injunctions. They were not granted, but I filed an injunction to prevent the elections of November 4th. I filed an application for an injunction to stop the Electoral College vote on December 15th, to stop the joint session of Congress on January 8th, and to stop the inauguration, because I believe that we don't only have a financial crisis in this country, we have a constitutional crisis. As I mentioned, that first case, so even though they denied those and the Supreme Court decided not to hear the case now, the case is still alive and well in the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, which sits in Philadelphia for Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. And we have a tentatively scheduled oral argument on Monday, October 26th. And if we get closer, we'll put word out because we'd like the people to come and hear this issue on the standing. Now, we have filed two other lawsuits that I have. I have a total of three lawsuits pending. The next lawsuit was filed on, was filed November 8th. Then we filed one December 31st. I'll get back to the other case. The December 31st case on appeal, the judge was against us from day one when it was filed. Since I'm not a member of the court, you have to be a member of different courts. There's different procedures in Washington, D.C. I filed a motion called a motion for pro hoc vici to be admitted that way. Now, the judge said, "Well, I'm not going to decide that case now. I'm going to put that on hold, and I'll wait for Mr. Berg, and I'll have another counsel on the case come in before me, and we can discuss the case and the merits of the case and their background, et cetera, et cetera." Well, I've been appointed pro hoc vici, approved, in a number of states, never been handled like this, in New Hampshire, in New York, in Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, and I probably someplace else along there. But the judge never.
Mr. Berg, those other courts, were they federal or state, just so the listeners can understand regarding pro hoc visa?
The other ones were state courts and federal court.
Okay, all right, thank you.
State courts and federal court, but this the judge was against. He finally dismissed the case that it was frivolous. In that case, we filed what's called an interpleader. We filed on behalf of retired Air Force Colonel Greg Hollister, who has been retired, and he is on lifelong ready recall by the President of the United States. And we found an interpleader action, which sort of shifts the burden a little bit. But basically what we were saying there is, if he gets ordered as a recall, does he accept the order coming from a valid, legitimate president, or does he disobey the order coming from a phony, a usurper, someone who does not belong in that office? So I think it's a real serious, very pointed case. We're now on appeal to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, the third case, which is was actually filed back on November 8th, 2008, and it was filed under seal. And a lot of people said under seal, they thought it was something special for the, because I was involved, you know, suing the president. Well, it wasn't. The situation with that is that it's usually used in Medicaid and Medicare fraud cases. Hypothetically, let me pretend I'm suing my next-door neighbor for Medicaid fraud. I would sue individually and as a relator, R-E-L-A-T-O-R, on behalf of the United States of America, because there would be fraud on our country, versus next-door neighbor. The next-door neighbor would not be served. You just got to understand the basis before you get to Obama. The next-door neighbor is not served, but the Justice Department and the Attorney General's office is served. And they have 60 days to decide what to do with the case. To number one, proceed on their own. Number two, turn it over to the relator, being me. Or number three, dismiss the case. Now, very few cases are ever dismissed. Well, let's shift over to how I filed the case. I filed the case as Berg versus Sotoro. That's Berg versus Barry Sotoro, because I believe that's his real legal name. And I alleged in there that he is not only not naturalized, I'm sorry, not natural born, which you have to be president. Let me move off that for 1 second. To be president, there's only three requirements. One, you be 35 years of age. And someone raised an interesting question to me the other day. How do we really know how old he is because we haven't seen his birth certificate? The second item is he must live in this country for 14 straight years. And the third item is he must be natural born. Well, it's our position he's not natural born. Getting back to my False Claims Act case, I'm alleging that he's not only not natural born, he's not even naturalized, and therefore he's an illegal alien, and therefore he can't be president, nor could he have served as a United States Senator from Illinois for 3.5 years. Now, I base that on the fact that in his book he states that my stepfather, Lolo Sotoro, returned to Indonesia before my mother and I. When I went there, I immediately went to school. Well, the school records indicate, and I understand he just mentioned that today in his speech to students, that he went to school in Indonesia. But his school records indicate that his name is Barry Sotoro, S-O-E-T-O-R-O. And therefore, and they indicate his nationality being Indonesia and his religion being Islam. So the question is, at age 10, mom sends him back to live with her parents in Hawaii. Now, I believe she sent him back on his Indonesia passport, which he probably used to get there in the first place. And if he is an illegal alien, I'm alleging that his salary and benefits that he received as a U.S. senator was illegal, and he has to pay that approximately $1 million back to the government. Now, if that's true, if he was an illegal alien for Illinois, obviously then he can't be president. So that's my overall. Now, that case, the status of that case, we were dismissed at the end of June, but I found a motion for reconsideration based on the fact that we found a statute here dealing with a conflict of interest. Now, listen carefully, everyone. If this isn't a conflict of interest, I don't know what it is. I'm alleging that Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States, is in a conflict of interest on this case because his attorneys are the ones opposing me in court, his staff attorneys in the Justice Department and the Attorney General's office. I'm saying there's a conflict of interest because he was on Obama's campaign committee when he was running. He was one of three individuals selected to meet and confer and appoint the vice president, which they ended up doing with Biden. And number three, he has been appointed by the president and has been confirmed and is now the Attorney General of the United States, which is the highest law enforcement officer of the United States, who also advises the president. So if there ever was a conflict of interest, there is. And I'm asking that the court rule that there's a conflict of interest and or the Justice Department, Eric Holder, acknowledge it and appoint either turn the case over to me to prosecute or appoint a special prosecutor. The recent developments by Eric Holder, who's supposedly Mr. Independent, we'll see how independent he is, because I'm saying he refuses to prosecute Obama. But if he really was independent, then he would, like he did with CIA case recently, he appointed a special prosecutor. So there's precedent for him doing that, and that's the status of the case right now. I hope I didn't talk too much.
No, you didn't. I have a question, though.
Sure.
I understand the first case. I understand the second case. The first one was filed on August the 21st, 2008, yes?
Correct.
Second one, December the 31st, 2008?
Correct.
And the third one, November the 8th, 2008?
Correct.
And then the one that was under seal, can you explain that just really briefly? You filed it under seal. Did it ever become not under seal anymore?
Yeah. Otherwise, I couldn't talk about it today. It became under seal in June when the judge, first off, interesting, case under seal and the government filed a motion to dismiss. I opposed it. We went to argument in Washington, D.C. As we arrived, they said, is anyone else coming? And we said, no. They actually went to the back door, locked the courtroom. There's windows in the back, actually covered the windows. So it was really an under seal case. The judge comes out, very interesting, and says, Mr. Berger, I want you to understand that I have no input in this case whatsoever. According to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, they have their own circuit because there's so many cases that are filed in Washington. According to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, I cannot give any input in this case. I said, Your Honor, I respect what you're saying, but I disagree with you because the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals out in California has stated the judges shall have input. And I submit to you, Alberta, and your listeners, that there should be input because the statute provides that there shall be a hearing in federal court. Well, if there's going to be a hearing, how can the judge not have input? But at the end of the proceeding, I spoke for about a half hour citing the reasons why we should be allowed to proceed. The judge turned to the attorneys for the U.S. Justice Department, Attorney General's office, and asked them their position. They said, well, we want to close this case. Judge says, case closed, case dismissed, case unsealed. So that's what became unsealed. That's why I can talk about it. But if you really think about it, what I'm saying here, and they don't want it in there because this case really shifts the burden completely. You know, if I can get just a little discovery here, it goes right to Obama. Show me, prove to us that you are naturalized or natural born and not an illegal alien.
Can you tell me why they closed the case? Why do you think they closed the case that day? They closed it and they unsealed it. Did he give you a reason on the record?
No. I think the reason is that it's a cover-up. I mean, you know, they don't want me prosecuting Obama. I think it's a cover-up, and I'm going to pursue.
Mr. Berg, we've got to just hold off for the commercial, and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
My name's Alberta Jones, JudgeBusters.com. I have Phil J. Berg on the line here, being so nice to let me interview him from ObamaCrimes.com. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you. Bye.
It's a long, 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 long time before the dawn.
See me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Do you know the difference between money and wealth? Money is a measure of value which can change over time, while wealth is an abundance of whatever is valuable. Gold has always held its value throughout history, and El Dorado Discount Gold can offer you financial security and help you protect and preserve your wealth.
El Dorado Discount Gold.
Contact Steve now at www.eldoradogold.net to find out more, or call him at 813-300-3463.
El Dorado Discount Gold.
As the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar continues to plummet, world governments and businesses are running to the surety and peace of mind that only gold can provide. Don't be left behind. Call Steve now at 813-300-3463 or send him an email through www.eldoradogold.net.
El Dorado Discount Gold.
With over 60 years of wealth preservation experience, let El Dorado Discount Gold do the work for you. Contact Steve now at www.eldoradogold.net to find out more, or call him at 813-300-3463. Act now.
My name is Alberta Jones, and I have Phil J. Berg, who I'm interviewing from ObamaCrimes.com. Mr. Berg has filed approximately 3 lawsuits, and really in our behalf as U.S. citizens, regarding President Obama not being not only a natural-born citizen, but a naturalized citizen. Would you like to start talking again, Mr. Berg?
I'm sorry?
Mr. Berg?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. You want to just fill us in on some more of the... I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
I guess in my... I just want to let you know, I'm a retired naval officer, so you could sue on my behalf if you wanted to as well, because I could be called back to active duty any time. I want to know, if we can't go this route, is there any other route we can go? I mean, can we do a citizen's arrest? Can we, you know, I'm just going off the top of my head. You know, I'm just thinking as a citizen of the United States, if it doesn't appear that, you know, the Justice Department's going to help us, or the Senate, the House or the Senate, I mean.
I think what we have to do is the courts, I still have some hope for the courts, but I'm sure there are under a lot of pressure, if not outwardly, inwardly. What I'm trying to do is raise the public awareness. I think only about 20 million people in this country know about this issue. And if we could raise that to 75 to 100 million, I think we could demand that Obama prove or shut up or prove and get out for this reason. So I'm asking everyone to go to my website, ObamaCrimes.com, which has the most correct information. Make a donation if they can, but more important, spread it to everyone they know in their address book. You know, it might take you a half hour to do it. It won't cost you a penny, but send it out to everyone on your address book, because it's so essential that more and more people know about it, and then ask them to send it on and on and on. A multiple is very, you know, things spread fast, like 10 to the 10th power is like a million people. So just let's do that, get the word out, and then we can start as a whole. We're going to put up a flyer they can download. We're going to put up signs. Like if six people, I think it's six, stood at an intersection with signs saying, Obama, where is your birth certificate? You can reach between 2,000 and 15,000 people in an hour, depending how busy that intersection road is. I think it's essential. I think if 75 million people knew that he refused to produce any information, I think there'd be outrage in this country. Because he basically is destroying this Constitution. For many years, many people have listened to Arnold Schwarzenegger and said, how come he won't run for president? And he just comes back and says, amend the Constitution. You know, he's being right on point. Whereas Obama is not saying anything. Basically, he's saying, I don't care about the Constitution. I'm going to walk all over the Constitution. And that's what he's saying by his inaction. So I just think that...
his records, I mean... He filled his records. He's given an executive order. I did do research into that, and there is, and I'll send it to you, there is an attorney, scholar, and I think he's from Harvard, where he wrote a lengthy dissertation on it, and he basically said that what Obama's doing is criminal in nature. When you use the executive an executive order in the manner that he's using it, Have you looked into that? I mean, have you looked into the fact that maybe he's abusing his, abuse of power with how he's sealed his records and whatnot? Am I in the wrong field?
No, I think you could be right. I think he's done a lot of things wrong. I think we have a constitutional crisis here. I think it's, if you think about it, it's amazing that he's now in office for 8 months and we know nothing about him. Every one of his records is sealed. Ladies and gentlemen, why would you seal your college records? Because it's not because of grades, because McCain came out already and said he graduated from fifth from the bottom of his class at Annapolis. So it's not on grades. I'm sure he graduated higher than fifth. And I believe it's there for one reason. I believe that his college records will show he applied for and received foreign aid, indicating he was either from Kenya or from Indonesia. And I think we have the right to know. And I think we have to demand. And we can do that in numbers. So, seriously, every listener out there, whoever you are out there, go to your address book. Go to ObamaCrimes.com. Send it to everyone in your address book and tell them to send it on and on and on. Together, we can have a peaceful revolution. I want peaceful revolution to change the what's going on in Washington.
I'd like to go back to your lawsuits. I mean, I understand the one under seal is now, get me wrong, it's no longer under seal, and you're trying to say there's a conflict of interest with Eric Holder, and either you should be assigned as the special prosecutor or turn it over to someone else.
I should just be appointed as the, relator, and you should appoint either a special prosecutor to prosecute the case or a special prosecutor to review the case, because I think it's not fair that the attorneys who are working for Eric Holder, in effect the attorney general, is turning down to prosecute the President of the United States. Well, they're friends. You know, there's no independence there, and that should be done.
And what about it going through the House and the Senate? Is there any way to do it that way, through some kind of petition? I know that the spreading the word, I think that's awesome, and I also think that a peaceful protest is the way to go. I don't believe in violence.
You don't believe in violence. There's going to be a big protest in Washington this Saturday, August 12th, but they didn't want us on the agenda, believe it or not. They don't want to mix the issues. But the point is, it's going to be Tea Party people and many other people. Any of your listeners out there who plan to go to the rally in Washington, if you can make up a sign saying, "Obama, where's your birth certificate?" And at the bottom, put ObamaCrimes.com, it would be greatly appreciated, because I believe that if we can knock him out, it knocks out all these other issues, which are traveling forth, but some people don't see it that way, but I think I'm correct. So we got to knock out the source of the problem, and the source of the problem is what? It's Obama. He's illegal, he's a fraud, he's a phony, this is the biggest hoax in 230 years. Remember, Obama is not stupid, everybody. You know, he went to Occidental, he went to Columbia, he went to Harvard. He was head of the Harvard Law Review. He graduated and also taught constitutional law for 10 years.
Right. No, he's not. I mean, that's why he sealed his records. And I think that more has been done than just that.
Yep.
I think we're getting ready for another commercial. I'll wait until it gets a little bit louder, and then... And then after that, then we'll have our last few minutes to talk, Mr. Berg. I'm so glad that you were able to be on my show, and I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. It's really exciting to be on your show, but I need your listeners out there to do their part.
Right, and I know that we can put something on Micro Effect. I'll do that after I get off. I can put something in your behalf, and so that after the show, listeners can go to your website. And then, now, are you saying there is going to be a flyer that they can download, or do they just need to make up their own flyer? You're asking for people to make up their own flyer, right? What's going on?
Free! prisoner, rise and answer my question. Oh, crap.
Yeah, it's a little dark in here, ain't it, Clink, now that you've busted the light?
Where are you?
I'm right in front of you.
Now, where have you hidden the wax figurine of the Kaiser?
I've got no bloody idea what you did with your wax figurine, and I don't care.
You are the prisoner.
That's right, and as such, I expect some answers out of you. Now, where did you put my stash of freeze-dried food?
We, ate it.
You ate it?
It was quite good.
I'm sure it was. I'll have you know that was freeze-dried food from the freeze-dry guy. That food rehydrates faster, stores longer, is nutritionally superior to, and tastes better than any other long-term storage food available. Now, let me out of here.
If you could get us some more, perhaps we could negotiate.
Yeah, perhaps I'll just confiscate your keys, Klaus, and let myself out the front door.
But wait.
I'm busy.
Get your own supply of delicious long-term storable food by dialing 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Listen very carefully. Before you stick a needle in your body for protection from a flu, you might want to know what's in the needle. People die from needles. Be wise. Get smart. I want to introduce you to Life Change Power Cleanse. Life Change Power Cleanse removes toxins, drugs, chemicals, mold, viruses, and bacteria. It even cleanses your blood. This is a super detox that works immediately. Life Change Power Cleanse is all natural and it's inexpensive. Life Change Power Cleanse is a formula that armors you from airborne viruses and chemicals. To order your Power Cleanse, log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Armor up with Life Change Power Cleanse at GetTheTea.com.
Do you know the difference between money and wealth? Money is a measure of value which can change over time, while wealth is an abundance of whatever is valuable. Gold has always held its value throughout history, and El Dorado Discount Gold can offer you financial security and help you protect and preserve your wealth.
El Dorado Discount Gold.
Contact Steve now at www.eldoradogold.net to find out more, or call him at 813-300-3463.
El Dorado Discount Gold.
As the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar continues to plummet, world governments and businesses are running to the surety and peace of mind that only gold can provide. Don't be left behind. Call Steve now at 813-300-3463 or send him an email through www.eldoradogold.net.
El Dorado Discount Gold.
With over 60 years of wealth preservation experience, let El Dorado Discount Gold do the work for you. Contact Steve now at www.eldoradogold.net to find out more or call him at 813-300-3463. Act now. Silver has long been used throughout history as a way to disinfect and prolong the freshness of water and food, as well as utilized for its beneficial healing and anti-disease properties. From the Greeks, the Romans, and the Phoenicians to the Middle Ages, from the first settlers in America to its preventative use against infection during World War I, silver was always known for its health benefits. Hippocrates wrote extensively about the healing power of silver, and in the 1920s, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the use of silver solutions as antibacterial agents. So what happened? Why aren't you hearing about silver these days? For those seeking an alternative to the big pharma products and their side effects, International Health has what you've been looking for. Super Silver is an engineered silver nanoparticle solution created using the unique and patented silver technology process of International Health's biotech labs. Hundreds of university and government level tests have been done, and the 50th clinical trial has been completed. What is the FDA hiding from you? Find out at www.ihsite.com or call Glenn at 800-974-1879 to place an order.
The Micro Effect.
And to make sure nobody else gets out, I want roving death squads around the perimeter 24-7. I want 10,000 tough guys, and I want 10,000 soft guys to make the tough guys look tougher. And here's how I want them arranged. Tough, tough, soft, tough, soft, soft, tough, tough, soft, soft, tough, soft.
Stay tuned to the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network.
Sir, I'm afraid you've gone mad with power.
It's been a long time coming. Gone to be a long time gone.
we're back on the air with the Micro Effect, and I'm speaking with Phil J. Berg of ObamaCrimes.com. This is Alberta Jones from JudgeBusters.com. Mr. Berg, are you back on the air?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I, you know, as a citizen trying to understand this whole issue, you know, with the, why did you call it Obama crime? Can I ask that briefly?
Sure, because I think he committed a crime. I mean, he's a fraud. He's a phony. When I originally got into this, because we filed the, opened up the website the same day we filed the first lawsuit, August of last year, was that on their campaign website, 2 months before I even got involved, Obama's people put up a COLB, C-O-L-B, a certification of live birth, indicating that Obama was born in Hawaii. Well, he wasn't born in Hawaii. The documents are forgery. The documents are from, it's that's why crimes, and now I'm glad I called it ObamaCrimes.com because there's more and more crimes. Let's relate this to Watergate. Watergate was a simple break-in. What got Nixon forced him out of office was the fact that the cover-up. Well, here we have a massive cover-up. You know, when I filed my first lawsuit, I said, if I'm wrong, Obama, show me wrong, allow the courts to go into your into the vaults in Hawaii, into the records, and see your vault copy of your birth certificate showing where you were born. And if you were born there, I'll walk away. And he should have done that because since then we uncovered all this Indonesia things and his trip to Pakistan and other things which affects his which affects him. Here's a big crime. He was adopted in Indonesia. His name, according to school records, is Barry Soturo. If he hasn't, and let me relate that to all your listeners out there. If anyone out there adopted a child, the child would take your last name. So his name's now Barry Soturo. If he hasn't legally changed his name since that time, then every time he signed his name for Barack Hussein Obama in every state to run for office, he was committing fraud. That's fraud. And being sworn in as Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, is fraud. So I'm glad I did call my website ObamaCrimes.com.
Yeah, I am too. I think it's good for our listeners to know. And, I mean, how many crimes do you have to commit before something's done?
He did a lot. And here's my point. I appreciate being on your show. I will challenge any of these network people who refuse to hear someone legit like me, whether it's on the cable stations like O'Reilly, or whether it's Limbaugh, or it's 2020, or any of those shows, Meet the Press. I will take on anyone on this issue because I believe at this point we have enough circumstantial evidence to get Obama out of office. We just want the rest. We want a judge to give us discovery. When a judge gives us discovery, Obama is done. He's done. And you know, I'm not looking for that, but it's just a fraud on.
Well, you do. I believe the same thing. You just don't think it's right for somebody to break the law. I mean, that's really the point here.
Correct.
It's not that he's Obama. It's not that he's currently our president of the United States. You're addressing it in the form as what happened in Watergate. I mean, Nixon broke the law.
Right.
And in that case, can we go back? How did we finally prosecute Nixon? He got a pardon, though.
Well, whatever. Look, I think when all is said and done, I think that Barack Obama, Barry Soturo, Michelle Obama, Howard Dean, the former head of the Democratic National Committee, other officials at the Democratic National Committee, top campaign officials and top administration officials who know what I'm talking about is the truth because they must talk about this, they should all be subjected to our criminal justice system and tried, and those that are convicted should go to jail. And Obama should go to jail and or be deported. What will happen? Eventually someone will pardon him. But the point is that he has to admit. Now, some people are saying they're afraid to allow this case to go forward, my case is, because if I legally remove, even if I legally remove Obama from office, there's going to be demonstrations in the streets, and there's going to be riots, and people are going to get, properties going to be destroyed, and people will be injured and killed. Well, when I legally remove Obama, I'm going to hold a massive news conference asking all the religious leaders in the country to get together and all the political leaders to get together and say, wait, now why are you going to go out and destroy property and to kill people when there's one person responsible for all this, and that's Barack Hussein Obama? So I think that's the stance I would take here. Again, I just think it has nothing to do with politics because I'm a Democrat. It just says, to me, the most important document we have is the U.S. Constitution. And we did a little research here. Over 1.6 million men and women have died defending that Constitution through all our wars. And another 1.6 million have been injured or wounded. So now we're talking 3.2 million people have been injured or killed protecting our Constitution, which Obama is walking all over. Now, I don't really want to get into issues, but I could, and it's just what he's doing to our country I think really hurts also. He's traveling around the world apologizing for the United States' actions. Well, you don't apologize for our actions. Also, when he bowed to the king of Saudi Arabia, that was outrageous. No American president ever bows to anybody. This is we're really in bad times right now.
Well, can you tell me what you consider, just because I really think for people to want to do something about this, the listeners, or to go to the Tea Party, and it's on September the 12th. Do you know the time on September the 12th in Washington, D.C.?
No, I think things start first thing in the morning, anytime after 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be a whole day. I've seen the speaker list. It's a huge list. There's so many different groups there that, how people can help us. I'll try to get a flyer up the next day or so, but if not, people can make signs, Obama, where's your birth certificate, and make sure they get it in the face of the media. Now, I believe that these tea parties have been going on all summer. They're not just about the health care. I'm sure I know that a number of people are relating to our fact, and the fact is, where's your birth certificate, but the media is just not reporting that part. But we need more and more people to get signs out there and bring that to a head, because if I'm correct, which I believe I am, Obama has every act he's done, everything he's committed, is void or voidable. And
right.
Therefore, you know, if you're upset about it, that's why I don't understand the groups. I don't understand a lot of groups. Like, there's some group out there who's supposedly, well, completely on my side, but they're raising money and putting signs up saying, where's your birth certificate? Now, think about it, ladies and gentlemen. If you knew nothing about this topic and someone's driving down the road and seeing the sign, where's your birth certificate, you might tie it into immigration, but you're not going to tie it to Obama. I think they're wasting money. The sign should read, Obama, where's your birth certificate? And but different people have different agendas for selling things, selling books, selling this. My agenda is one thing, and that is to get Obama legally out of office.
Well, I like your idea, you know, and I'm willing to help. So I can tell you after this, after we're off the air, I'm going to do something to assist.
Great.
But I want to get back to for the general public to understand, because I think that this can be rather confusing. You know, you just think, where's the birth certificate? But it's much more than that. And when you're talking, you have circumstantial evidence right now. What do you think it would take to get discovery going? I mean, in your mind, as the person who's coming forward to try and get this litigated.
Well, we need a judge. We need a judge to get past the motion to dismiss to rule that there shall be discovery. I believe I have the judge perplexed in Washington, D.C. on the False Claims Act case, for the reason that the last time after the motion to dismiss was filed and we responded, the judge scheduled a hearing in about 2 weeks. We're now going on 2 months. We haven't heard from the judge on this case. So I think I got him perplexed here because, you know, I think the judges want to rule in Obama's favor, but they don't want to be overturned. And I think I have him going on this. And we're going to try to follow through on that as soon as we can. But right now we need the public. I mean, think about it, general public out there. First off, a COLB is not valid to get your child registered in Little League or to enable you to get get a passport. So also you need it for baptism, college records, driver's licenses, applications for loans, passports. So many different times you need to show your birth certificate. The story I was going to mention right before the break was I got a thank you note from a woman in Texas two weeks ago, and she said, Ms. Berg, I want to thank you for everything you're doing. God bless you, et cetera, et cetera. But I want to relate a story to you. I had to just recently registered my nephew for school. And at the end of the interview, my 13-year-old nephew said, can I ask a question? Everyone said, sure. So my nephew asked the principal, can I ask a question, Mr. Principal? And the principal said, yes. He said, why do I have to show my birth certificate to register for school when Obama doesn't have to show his birth certificate to be president. And I think that says it all from a 13-year-old's mouth. And people know, young people know what's going on. And this is, you know, you don't hide records. You don't spend now over $1.5 million by my lawsuits and the other lawsuits that have spread across the country. You don't spend that kind of money fighting if you're natural born. And I don't believe, so therefore, I don't believe he is.
So in one of the cases, they turned it down because they said that you don't have standing. And
correct.
And so then you decided to, and who is the, is he a lieutenant colonel or a colonel?
That's the Hollister case, yes.
The Hollister case. Now, which court is that one in?
The Hollister case is in the Federal District Court for the District of Columbia.
Okay. And is that the one that they're raffling with right now, or has that one been dismissed? Which
that
one
was
do you
dismissed.
Think?
That's dismissed on appeal. We have the other case in the D.C., the federal court in Washington, D.C. That's the case, the False Claims Act case, where stating Obama is not natural born, not naturalized, but an illegal alien. So that case is the case I'm waiting for a hearing on. And the third case is up in Philadelphia, which will be the Third Circuit, which deals with Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, and that hearing is set for October 26th.
Which one is the judge sitting on that you are kind of hopeful for?
Well, I think the False Claims Act. I think I raised a wonderful issue there about the conflict of interest and that a special prosecutor should be appointed. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens on that. But I really think that's the way to go. And I'm excited about that case. And we're going to start pressing to see when we get a hearing. And if we get a hearing, we'll...
Are there any other attorneys coming in? You know, like lots of times, like you'll see a case go before the Supreme Court, and then I don't know what it's called, but you'll have like five other attorneys come in. Even sometimes on these cases, the Attorney General for the United States will come in. What is that called?
That's called a friend of the court brief. And, we had a couple on the Supreme Court already. There are other attorneys. I've never had so much support by attorneys across this country. And I've never had so much support in case I've worked on the people in this country. The general population just wants the truth. And we're talking here, I get responses all the time from Republicans, from Democrats, from independents, from young and old. A black gentleman called me and said, you know, I really want a black president, but I want a legitimate black president. So, Mr. Berg, I'm following your case carefully because I want to see that if Obama qualifies to be president or doesn't. And that says it all. I mean, I think... Some people are afraid of what might happen. I mentioned riots. And I think the way this continues on by Obama, if this isn't handled properly at the end, this could affect racial relations in this country for years. And I think that's wrong. You know, it's like, it's not right to put the American public into a situation like that.
I disagree with the riots and whatnot. I think that the people in the United States are extremely smart. And I think that if just like the 13-year-old when he said, why do I have to show my birth certificate? I think that you're going to see a lot of people, whether they're white, black, whatever nationality they are, I think that the bottom line is that they really understand what happened was because the person broke the law and really couldn't be president, not because we were trying to force him out or punish him or do something wrong. You know, it was done for the right reasons. It was based on the United States Constitution. I'm just really surprised that there wasn't anything in place to address this kind of thing. I mean, doesn't that bother you? I think that's what bothers me. How could something like this happen to begin with?
In a way it bothers me, but in a way it doesn't bother me. I'll tell you why. It's worked for 230-some years. So, you know,
okay.
And therefore, you know, it should work. We should need a check and balance. But interesting enough, since then, a Republican, I should get his name, a congressman from Florida, has introduced legislation that as of the year 2012, any candidate for president must prove that he or she is qualified. Well, on that, he's only been able to get seven sponsors, all fellow Republicans. Now, I think that's interesting if you think about it, because why aren't Democrats joining on? And I think they're not joining on because if that law goes into effect, it means Obama must show his true colors, must show that he's for 2012, and they know, I believe they know he can't do it. So If they were so sure he was born in Hawaii, why wouldn't they just go along with this? So I think that I know I'm on the right track. I know we have a phony there, and I'm doing everything in my power to make sure that the U.S. Constitution is followed. And that's not only for the people that were injured and killed defending the Constitution. I'm doing that for every one of the citizens of this country, the 305 million citizens, and I think 220 million are eligible to vote. I'm doing it for them, and I'm doing it for our forefathers who really put together a fabulous document which has been tried to be copied around the world by other people and have not succeeded. Our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights, these documents are so significant. They've been here for over 230 years, and I think it's a disgrace what Obama's trying to do with it.
Right, and I think it was a good thing. I liked how you made the analogy with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger, you know, everybody knew. And for whatever reason, Obama, I think, fell through the cracks, if you really have to think about it. For some reason, he fell through the cracks. And whether it was by fraudulently or otherwise, he was able to somehow, if you want to say, manipulate the system. I don't know. I don't know if that's the right term. But something happened because he was able to become a U.S. senator, United States senator.
Well, I think it's because no one checked him out. And again, where was he a senator from? He was a senator from Illinois, which is like considered the capital of corruption in this country. You know, I got to watch what I say. I don't want to. Hey, Chicagoans, I really like you, but be careful.
Can you? The other day we talked about the new birth certificate that's come out. Are you willing to address that at all, or do you think that that's not?
No, I mean right now, you know, whatever they're going to do to change things. The point is here. I shouldn't get diverted. Right now, we need the truth on Obama. Are you legitimate? If not, why not? And I think that's significant for your listeners. And that's why, you know, anyone has comments, you can read and send it on to us at our website. But the most important thing now is I really believe there's 75 million new Baptists, and they came in on our website. We put a message out like this, this Thursday. Everyone at rush hour should go out to their area with signs. We would get millions of people aware of what's going on and raise the public awareness. And that's what we have to do. Because as far as I'm concerned, if this goes down the drain, then what else are they going to take part of on our Constitution? Our Constitution must be followed. And this is a lifelong Democrat saying that. I'm not a radical. You know, I think that we have to look at what's going on, why Obama's doing this. The people that he has surrounded himself with, you know what, he couldn't even get a job. Obama couldn't get a job as a Chicago police officer because of his affiliation with some of the people. And he has like 33 czars now, I think, or maybe 32 since one just resigned. These are people that this bypasses the process. I mean, other presidents have had a few czars, but nowhere near this number. And he's doing that because, whereas he still has some cabinet appointments available, the czars don't need any appointments. They don't need any checking. So, Obama is very scary to me, everybody, and the point is I want to legally remove him from office, so I need your help. So go to my website, obamacrimes.com, and send it on, and I'll really know if you do, and I really appreciate it.
I also like your whole thought process. I like the thought process of it's kind of like with women and the cancer awareness, and they all wear that little pin. Or, I'm thinking of things to come up with that with people. I think you're right. I think the getting the awareness out, getting 75 million people, but still, even if you had 75 million people who all backed you, how can we get the courts to respond? Because they're the ones who are shutting the doors. So our listeners understand, let's say today we have 75 million people backing you, and we're having rallies and whatnot. How do we get the courts to respond, Mr. Berg? I mean, that's really where the issue lies.
Well, it does, but I think we can also do it by public pressure if the courts won't. And if courts see what's going on, perhaps they will. You know, they know, they watch the news and everything else. I think you're right. We have to get some identifying factor for us. Like, the tea parties are good, but there are so many issues there. And I think we should be the number one issue of tea parties, but the tea party officials don't want us. So I think we're bigger than the tea parties. We have to spread the word. Yeah, if you can come up with some symbol or something, that'd be great, whether it's a pin or a hand thing or, you know, something. I think we'll get the awareness. But right now, people, it doesn't cost you anything to go on your internet. Send this thing to everyone out there.
And I wholeheartedly, and I'm all for that, and I'm willing to help. And
great.
Anyone,
I look forward to your help.
You know, anyone who's willing to help, we need your help. I still am trying to address this as a legal issue. You know, that's one reason why I wanted you on my show, is that it perplexes me why we can't get the courts to acknowledge this and go the next step, like you're saying. It's really interesting to go that next step. Philip J. Berg is my guest tonight from ObamaCrimes.com. I want to thank you for being on the show. Mr. Berg, do you have any other comments to make?
No, just stay with us here. Go to our website. Spread the word. If you can make a contribution, ladies and gentlemen, please do it. This is our 14th month doing this. And also, pass the word to everyone you know. We can win by public support.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. I think you may be on one more time, but I'm not for sure yet.
The Micro Effect.
And to make sure nobody else gets out, I want roving death squads around the perimeter 24-7. I want 10,000 tough guys, and I want 10,000 soft guys to make the tough guys look tougher. And here's how I want them arranged. Tough, tough, soft, tough, soft, soft, tough, tough, soft, soft, tough, soft.
Stay tuned to the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network.
Sir, I'm afraid you've gone mad with power.
Do you know the difference between money and wealth? Money is a measure of value which can change over time, while wealth is an abundance of whatever is valuable. Gold has always held its value throughout history, and El Dorado Discount Gold can offer you financial security and help you protect and preserve your wealth.
El Dorado Discount Gold.
Contact Steve now at www.eldoradogold.net to find out more, or call him at 813-300-3463.
El Dorado Discount Gold.
As the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar continues to plummet, world governments and businesses are running to the surety and peace of mind that only gold can provide. Don't be left behind. Call Steve now at 813-300-3463 or send him an email through www.eldoradogold.net.
El Dorado Discount Gold.
With over 60 years of wealth preservation experience, let El Dorado Discount Gold do the work for you. Contact Steve now at www.eldoradogold.net.
Ah! Ah! Johnson, help me, sir!
Stand down.
Oh, thank you, sir. I think you saved my life.
Evidence, Johnson. Even raccoons respect the authority of a man with good nutrition. That's me. Now, what's going on here?
Well, he started it, sir. I was trying to clean his fish, and he tried to take it from me.
Yeah, well, you must have looked a little wimpy.
Sir, I'm hungry.
Johnson, if you'd have brought your own supply of freeze-dried food from the freeze-dry guy, like I told you, you wouldn't have to be out here picking on the cute little animals.
Oh, I'd give anything for a big chunk of protein right now.
Johnson, don't salivate. It's unbecoming a Marine.
I'm sorry, sir. I should have called the freeze-dry guy.
Bugs, you don't know, Johnson. You're suffering your MREs, and I'm enjoying chicken a la king and lasagna and bacon and eggs for breakfast.
Sir, shut up.
Johnson?
Sorry, sir.
Get your own supply of the best long-term storage food available. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com.
Think fast, I talk fast. I need you guys to act this if you want to get out of this.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite alone.
Your people are always surprised.
You never know when you might need them.
I am the smartest man alive!
Frankly Speaking Radio.